I think
she's fourth. Yeah. Because she went to Iron Forge this year, so she's fourth.
So when are we going to just...
Okay, so we're speaking to Rob Robinson from the Mount Holly Springs Lions Club. We're at a marsh cleanup today, and Rob's going to comment on his affiliation with Mount Holly and with the Lions Club.
Yeah, I'm the secretary treasurer of the Mount Holly Lions Club, and one of our goals now is that we're trying to reestablish ourselves in the community and be more viable in our presence. This is part of what we want to do, the marsh cleanup. We're working on other projects like cleaning up the parks, trash pickup. We're involved right now with one of the over in Newville with a local child, Tara Garman, who has Batten's disease. And it's to get the community to realize that there's Lions Club is functional and that we want to be part of the community.
Now, Rob, you also do activities. You want to talk about the recent activities that you did and what you have planned for the spring?
Yeah, one of the things we do is an Easter egg hunt, and Emily Bear's with us today. And Emily coordinates almost all of that Easter egg hunt and does a fantastic job with it. We have a fishing derby we put on. We're talking to the community about trying to coordinate a trunk or treat event for the children on Halloween, and just a lot of small things that we get involved in to help out the local populace.
And you're a very strong volunteer. Do you want to speak of the strength of volunteers and how important that is to push some of these projects forward?
Well, we're starting to live in a nation of what I call takers and not enough givers. And the volunteers, the heart of the giving movement. Without the volunteers, you don't have the funding to do a lot of the activities and actions that we do within the community, because it only increases taxes of the residents in order to pay someone to do it. So volunteers are the heart and soul of the community.
Now, Rob, you live right outside of Mount Holly Springs, but I just want to ask you, as a longtime resident, in this general Carlisle area, what are your favorite go-to places, or what's most important to you?
Well, the places I go to most are like King's Gap. I'm going to now come to this Marsh Preserve Trail a lot more now that I know that it's here and how it functions, but Tryon Park. And a lot of the walking trails and those type things, the nature type stuff, and this is a perfect community for that kind of activity.
Excellent. Well, Rob, I want to thank you for all your volunteer efforts, and you particularly are a person who seeks out help, volunteers, and you're such a valuable asset to the area. I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you so much.
Well, you've got a community in an area that has a lot of volunteers in it, which is not the norm anymore. So finding volunteers is pretty easy.
And I do want to add to that you're absolutely right, that we have the fire department and the Lions Club, and we are blessed and really thankful that you're all here today. So thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Our president.
Okay, now we're going to...
That was Miss Congeniality, 3 years running, so don't let her tell you she can't talk.
So we have Emily Bear. And Emily, do you want to talk about your current position with the Mount Holly Springs Lions Club and what your responsibilities are?
Sure. Okay. I've been a member of the Mount Holly Lions Club for, I think, going on 7 or 8 years. I joined because my grandfather, Frank Slider Sr., was a huge part of the Mount Holly community and the Lions Club. So just in honor of him, I'm keeping his legacy alive. I am currently on the board of directors for the Lions Club, so we are responsible for, you know, making sure it's... making sure the club is doing things that stay in line with the mission, helping bring in new... new ideas, new volunteers, just keep the organization growing and in the right direction, I guess.
Okay, and so what are some of the goals that you would like to see? I know Rob touched on the Easter egg hunt and the fishing derby, but as the president, are there other far-reaching goals, or you know, what vision do you have?
Sure, and just to not steal any of Judy Yaw's thunder, I'm a prior president. Judy Yaw is our current president. I just don't want to step on her toes. But I mean, sure, the Lions Club right now, we're in a complete rebuilding phase. our membership has dwindled. It's our membership is a little bit older. So as people are getting older and they're, you know, they're losing the ability to volunteer and do the physical work and drive, those sort of things. So our membership has gone down dramatically in the last 8 years that I've been around. So we're on a huge membership drive just so that we can get the labor to pull off the events that we want to do to help the community.
Yeah, and I just want to note that, Emily, I understand you're from Mechanicsburg, so this isn't necessarily your stomping grounds, but in our area, what is important to you, or what do you like to go do in this particular area?
I just love the Mount Holly community. Like I said, my grandparents were from Mount Holly. I just have so many warm, wonderful memories of my childhood here. Like Rob said, now that I know the marshes here, I'll be here a lot more, but played softball in Mount Holly, so Trine Park and the baseball fields out by PPG, those are huge parts of my childhood. And my grandparents live right behind Hollinger's funeral home, so those couple blocks of Baltimore Street are kind of home to me.
Excellent. And you know, really thank you for emphasizing that a sense of place is really important. That is something that we found that we want to reestablish with revitalization. So you touched on that, and I want to thank you. Thanks, Emily.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Perfect.
First, I thought it was your phone.
Yes, we're at the Marsh Preserve today, and we're talking to Stephanie Williams from Cumberland County Planning Department, and she's going to talk about her affiliation with Cumberland County.
All right. Well, again, my name is Stephanie Williams. I actually live in Hanover, Pennsylvania, but I've worked in Cumberland County for 18 years now, so I've said before, I feel like I know Cumberland County better than I do my home. But I work with conservation and recreation agencies throughout the county, Cumberland Valley Rail Trail, South Mountain Partnership, Central Pennsylvania Conservancy. But we're here today at the Mount Holly Marsh Preserve, the county's only open space area, about 900 acres, 200 acres of wetland marsh area, 700 acres of upland forest. And just happy to have the borough and volunteers here to help maintain this preserve.
So in this area, what can we do to promote the Marsh Preserve? It seems to be a well-kept secret and just recently has been gotten more publicity. What do you recommend, Stephanie, that we do?
Yeah, the county acquired the preserve in 1992, and for a lot of years, I think it was sort of like a hidden gem. People didn't know about it. Fortunately, there's been a lot more interest in the part of the community and the county in the last couple years to make the resource more accessible. So we've been improving the trails, making the trails more accessible to folks, but I think just trying to start connecting the community back to the preserve. This is the resource that we acquired it for them. But, you know, it's not for us; it's for the community.
Right. And so you also mentioned the rails system. I imagine that is Newville area, or can
yeah,
you explain that?
Sure. The Cumberland Valley Rail Trail is along the alignment of the old Cumberland Valley Railroad. The current trail goes from Shippensburg to Newville, and they're working on extending the trail from Newville to Carlisle. So one day, hopefully, there'll be about 20 plus miles that are open for hiking, biking, equestrian use too. So it's a wonderful asset connecting the communities.
Well, one of the key words that we've been talking about is creating a sense of place in our communities. And is that in line with, you know, our goal of creating a sense of place? Do you see these type of trails and parkways and preserves as helping to create that?
Sure. I mean, every community is unique, and that's what makes them special, or that special sense of place. So it's about trying to preserve those important assets, whether they're natural or cultural or recreational, so that people can stay tuned into their community.
So once we do this, if we build a trail, do you actually envision that will bring people together, and that it will be a highly used
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. Well, like the one gentleman here today said he's never been here before, lived in Mount Holly for 10 years. I think this was just the first step. I think he's going to be out here with the three-year-old in the next couple weeks walking around. So it's opening doors to people to, you know, start encourage them to use the resource.
Excellent. And I know you have brochures for the Holly Marsh Preserve. And, you know, maybe with websites and the Facebook and so on, are those things that the county talks about to get information out?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, one thing that I think the county has been pretty good at is we don't actually own and control a lot of facilities, but we have the ability to help promote and support the facilities throughout Cumberland County. So we have water trail guides for the Yellow Breeches and the Conna de Gwinnett, the Simply Moving Park and Trail Guide, brochures for the Mount Holly Preserve, local food guide, all those things that just help support, again, the natural and the cultural resources that are in this area.
And of course, we'll have word of mouth from all the people that came here today.
Absolutely.
Yes, that always helps. So, well, I want to thank you, Stephanie, for all the hard work you have done at the county. I've known you for 4 or 5 years. We have done this cleanup now the past
2 or 3 years.
Different facets of it, cleaning up trash and the trails and so on. And you know, without your assistance and organization, we couldn't. We would be at a loss as to, you know, do this on our own. So thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
You're doing a good job.
No, I was so much better when I was in this. How do we get this thing off, Joe? No.